WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. New development in West Bryan was announced at last night's city council meeting. One of two projects brought up by City Manager Keene Register was a 240-unit apartment complex at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
Lytle, a 36,000-square-foot grocery store at the corner of West Villa Maria and North Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The site will be accompanied by a Murphy USA fueling station.
Farther west, the council denied an appeal of a property owner at Highway 47 in West Villa Maria who wanted to develop commercial land. On a 3-1 vote, the council upheld special requirements imposed for properties located along the highway. The Brazos Central Appraisal District is planning to more than triple the amount of money spent on lawyers in next year's budget. Chief Appraiser Mark Price told the Bryan City Council that going from $60,000 to $200,000 is in response to protests from the owners of commercial and other large properties.
We're getting to the point now where as values get high enough and as enough of these bigger players come to town, they're going to force us to court, or they're going to force us to reduce their value through mediation.
Price also informed the council that the appraisal district will be closing on the sale of land for their new office building at the end of this month.
The construction is scheduled to start in November of 17, and we expect to have a December of 18 move-in date, which works pretty good with our appraisal cycle.
Price says the cost of the new building at almost $2.6 million is about $200,000 less than their estimate. This week's Bryan School Board meeting included action to pick up what was described as a new unfunded mandate from the state. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says this is the first year the state is not paying for online reading and math programs.
They've been used across the state in my former districts, this district, and they have good results. That's $230,000. So in the scheme of a budget as large as ours, that's not, you know, a tremendous amount, but it adds up. We're also seeing less funding for pre-kindergarten and some of the things, the grants that have been made available in the past that are no longer going to be funded. And this is only the beginning.
Board member Doug Wunnenberger described what state lawmakers are doing with school finance as a convoluted mess. The promoter of an event during the July 4th weekend at the Texas World Speedway, attended by several thousand, which ended with gunfire and a large response by law enforcement, has been arrested. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office says 49-year-old Marvin Scott of College Station did not have a mass gathering permit.
The purpose of the mass gathering permit is so that we can have some kind of idea as far as an evacuation plan. Then we can have the health department review it as well as our fire personnel. That way that would help prevent something catastrophic happening from this event, or we would have a way of handling it or responding to it.
Deputy Nathan Dennis says one person sustained non-life-threatening injuries from the disturbance during the Four Horsemen trail ride and camp out. Scott is out of jail after posting a $2,000 bond. And longtime Texas A&M University supporter Arthur R. McFerrin Jr. died yesterday morning in Houston. Artie, class of 1965, and his wife Dorothy were lead gift donors, among others, for the McFerrin Athletic Center, the Cox McFerrin Center for Aggie Basketball, and the Kyle Field Redevelopment Campaign. McFerrin was 74. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Grazing and hunting leases have historically been done on a handshake in the Brazos Valley. But in today's world, it is important that landowners and producers develop written lease agreements to protect the interest of both parties. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension will be offering a free rancher's leasing workshop on Friday, September 1st from 8:30 to 1:30 at the Hildebrand Equine Center in College Station. Lunch will be sponsored by Ag Workers Insurance. Please RSVP to Tiffany at 806-677-5600 by August 25th.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather. It's changed a little bit since yesterday, and the weather's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs are their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms today, though not the type of storms they're going to see from Houston up the coast towards the Louisiana border. We'll have a mostly cloudy day, maybe a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Partial clearing later tonight, 75 to 80. Partial sun tomorrow. A thunderstorm may pop up tomorrow afternoon, highs near 95. And it's going to be partly to mostly sunny Friday, with highs anywhere from 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Allen Academy coach Jason Jolly weighs in on the team's return to football this season. We'll also hear from New St. Joseph head coach Alec Castileja. Meanwhile, the Astros couldn't hold off the White Sox in Chicago while the Rangers dropped one to the Mets. And the preseason begins for the Texans tonight as they get set to face the Panthers in North Carolina. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Preseason football.
Yeah, get to pay like, you know, 75, 80, 120 bucks, whatever they cost to go watch a bunch of people who won't have uniforms at the end of the season. Or even
right?
The beginning of the season, yeah. All right, so as we mentioned, they're doing everything they can to help us be healthy.
Yeah.
But somehow we just won't do it.
Nope.
We won't. A new study finds that financial incentives are not enough to motivate people to exercise, even when those people really want to develop good habits. National Bureau of Economic Research did a working paper on this. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has estimated that just 20% of U.S. American adults meet the recommended physical activity level. I know that's what you want to get beat over the head with again this morning, right?
Yeah.
You're not doing enough. Many of us want to do better. That's why we buy that elliptical machine, because we think we're going to look like that person
right.
who's on that equipment.
I mean, I think most of us want to do better, you know? I mean, there aren't a whole lot of people, I'm sure, out there who are like, you know what? I'm going to put on 50 pounds this month.
Yeah. I think I'll go ahead and just pork out.
Yeah.
But the thing is about those exercise machines, we all have houses big enough that we could just move one of those in with no problem.
Oh,
at all.
Right. Give me one of those total gyms.
Yeah.
Get that dining room table out of there and you got plenty of room.
Yeah, it ends up being a really expensive place to hang your clothes when
exactly.
you come in. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then stuff gets under it. You can't clean it. No.
You know, it's really just a pain.
Well, if you look around at the surroundings, when they do those infomercials, I mean, look around in the surroundings. That room is absolutely clear.
Right. And they're totally probably, empty.
And they're overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff
those
like
are my
that.
Favorite.
Yeah, because that's what comes with the machine.
Just like we all have in our house.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but more than that, there are people who sign up for yoga or they go to the gym and all that. At previous studies of exercise motivation found that financial incentives have mixed results, but these studies focused on the general population. So it's possible that there are people, the participants, didn't actually care about exercising in the first place, so that might skew the results to not be accurate. So this is what they did. To find out if paying people to go hit the gym pays off, researchers recruited 836 new gym members. That is, people who had already had a financial stake in working out more frequently.
Yeah.
Now, they divided the group they divided them into four groups. First group was their control group, and they got paid $30 no matter what they did.
Okay.
The other group told that they would be rewarded for attending gym just 1.5 times a week.
Oh, come on, people.
During the first 6 weeks of the membership. And the rewards would be either $30 or $60 Amazon gift card or a $30 item of the participant's choosing.
Okay.
And the researchers tracked how many times each participant swiped their, you know, their card there to get into the gym to ensure that the people weren't just showing up and swiping in, then leaving. They enacted a 10-minute minimum halfway through the study because people, I guess, were doing that. Would you work that hard to buy a membership, swipe in, turn around and swipe out you could get paid?
Yeah, I went to the gym.
The new policy didn't make much difference. People still showed up with the same frequency, or more accurately, they didn't show up.
Yeah, the gym employees are back there laughing, going, "You fools, you can't pay people to work out. They pay to not work out."
Before the study began, the participants said they planned to visit the gym an average of 3 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, reality looked a bit different. People in that control group, in other words, those are the people who got paid no matter what, started out fine, doing the 1.5 times per week, but by the end of the study, they were down to once a week. And the folks with the incentive didn't do much better. They had averaged about 1.7 times weekly visits by their second week, and that tapered slowly down during the same period. So, thing to do. First, pause and reflect. Try to figure out what's holding you back.
Figure out something that you enjoy. I just read an article the other day about this woman who hated working out, and a lot of it had to do with like a chronic arthritis that she had.
Okay.
And she found her peace and her love in the pool, and she would swim for workouts. And so it may take a few different things to try, but if you can find something you actually enjoy, it's amazing.
Yeah, for me,
it was a world of difference.
It was walking, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I've fallen off the wagon since then, but, you know, I mean, what really helped me was finding something that I enjoyed, because oftentimes, you know, most people say you've got to run to lose weight.
Oh,
well, that's not necessarily true.
I hate cardio.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
Yeah. Well, you may pay the price later on in knees and hips and feet and stuff
like that.
Yeah,
too. I already
that
have
too.
Bad knees and hips and everything.
Now, the other thing they mentioned, which is true, find a friend, a coworker, somebody who will hold you accountable.
True.
Shame is a wonderful deterrent.
Absolutely.
And lastly,
sometimes competitiveness. People don't realize that, you know, maybe they were an athlete back in their day or whatever, but a lot of people are still competitive. So maybe you and your friend make a bet or, you know, have a, you know, who can lose the most weight type of thing.
You set some goals, set some standards. And by the way, I think the Chamber of Commerce is starting.
Yeah,
that, you know,
they are doing that fitness challenge.
Which they've been doing for the last few years. And then finally, after all of this, they want to give you a pass. Lower your standards.
Oh, there you go.
5 minutes of exercise is better than none, so start there.
Just do something.
5 minutes. And what can you do in five minutes?
And I've got it. Wait, here. Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Oh.
Here, I've got
Scott,
it right here.
What can you do
here
in just 5 minutes a day?
Research suggests moderate exercise like walking may be just as good or even better for you than intensive workouts.
Hey,
yeah.
Worked for me.
There are so many studies out there that give you a pass.
Yep.
So there, improvements in your good HDL cholesterol levels seem to depend on how much study participants exercised, not how intensely, just how much. So there.
Now, be careful, though, because that doesn't mean, you know, I walked up and down the hallway at work, I should be fine, right?
Sure.
No.
I can eat a cheesecake.
I used to walk 6 miles a day, so.
All right, so, and then there's this. Not surprising that people tend to choose partners with similar interests.
Mm-hmm.
From a similar economic class or for whatever reason.
But no, I'm trying to go up in that economic class.
I hear you. Okay. But also, how about same body fat content?
Oh, well.
Study out of Scotland found that people tend to pair off with somebody who has the same amount of blubber as they do.
Yeah.
They say researchers worried about because if two chubby people procreate, then the kids will be chubby too.
Oh.
That's not necessarily true.
It's not. It's not.
The difference between genetics and epigenetics is what it is.
If you make those kids go out and work out, they won't be that way.
Yeah.
All right, so there. I'm going to put that away now. That's it.
All right, that's our exercise talk of the day.
Done with that.
Not going to do any more of that because we're going to later do a story on a restaurant that's owned by Cheetos. Okay. In the meantime, did you ever watch the Beverly Hillbillies on television?
Sure.
You know, idea of some guy who shot his gun and it brought oil and they moved to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, a story about a man named Jed. Yeah.
Even Jed Clampett's oil millions couldn't buy this. A mansion, made famous as the mega home of the poor mountaineer of Beverly Hillbillies fame, is on the market. And at $350 million, it's now the most expensive home for sale in America, not just Beverly.
Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars.
That's a lot of black gold, Texas tea. The estate sits on just over 10 acres of land. The limestone mansion boasts a world-class wine cellar, tennis courts, manicured gardens, and, of course, a cement pond. Hopefully your mortgage broker is looser with the cash than Milburn Drysdale.
Wow. 10 acres? Yeah, that's not expensive at all. Okay. Nah. I mean, you start right there, no matter what the house would look like.
Right.
Hey, I want to remind you, it's the 24th annual Feast of Caring that's going on today at the Brazos Center.
Oh, yeah.
Starts at 11 o'clock, goes until 1. Rice, beans, sausage, salad, bread, dessert.
Bluebell.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Anyway, so if you decide to go out there and do that, and then you make a donation, credit card donations are accepted. And it all goes to the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
Yeah, I'm there from 12:30 to 1.
Are
if anyone
nice.
Wants to come see me.
I'm there like noon to noon 30.
Okay,
all right. Yeah. Very nice.
There'll be a lot of people who you know who are far more important than us.
And it was delicious. I mean, this is good food.
It is.
Yeah, they talk about, you know, it's a modest meal. It's symbolic,
yep.
But yeah, no, it's really good food. So come have lunch at the Brazos Center today.
Sounds
good.
We have lists of powerful people all the time.
Yeah.
Now we've got a new list of the 50 least powerful people.
Ooh, okay.
These would be people who you know, people who have some notoriety. It's
right.
Just they don't have any influence. Or maybe they used to have influence, but they don't anymore.
Okay, they're irrelevant.
That's exactly right. So the new list of least powerful people is out. Not surprisingly, number one is the Mooch.
That's right.
Anthony Scaramucci, who lasted only 10 days as your White House Director of Communications.
Yeah.
He made it count, though, let me tell you.
Without a doubt. Had the story out there in New Yorker.
Yeah.
Number two is Chris Christie.
He's still yelling at people at baseball games.
Yeah, he is.
He's such a jerk.
And again, everybody's got a camera.
Yeah.
They'll capture it. And
he takes up a lot of the picture.
Listen to you. Size shaming the
governor
of New Jersey.
I am. That was rude.
I know. That's all right.
But he doesn't do his 5 minutes of exercise
every
day.
Yeah, he does, going up and down the steps at the stadium to go
right.
get his nachos.
And then to go yell at a Cubs fan. Yeah.
Okay, James Comey, former director of the FBI, came in third. Mm. Some other notable people on the list, Tiger Woods.
Mm.
Tiger's in court today, by the way.
Oh, really?
Well, Tiger's attorneys will be in court.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
think
right.
he'll be. Anyway, he comes in at number five. Kendall Jenner is number six. I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, she's one of Bruce/Caitlyn's daughters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she's the model. She's still, I mean, relevant. Okay. But okay,
Hope
whatever.
Solo in at number 14.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sean Spicer at number 16.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
A lot of these political guys.
Yeah, yeah. Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah.
25. Anthony Weiner, 31. Pie Du Pie. Is that Pie Die Pie?
I don't know.
Oh, PewDiePie.
Oh, yeah, PewDiePie. Yeah. Yeah, the YouTuber guy.
He's in at number 32, but he makes so much money, he really doesn't
care. He doesn't care if he's influential or not.
Mm-hmm. Bill O'Reilly's number 34 now. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby is 44. Kathy Griffin is 45. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump Jr. is 49. The Hillster is number 50. 50.
Oh, wow.
The site that put it together basically just looked for well-known people who recently experienced some sort of a dramatic loss in stature. So the top executives from companies like Chipotle and Blue Apron and United Airlines and Uber are also in there. Names that you wouldn't necessarily know. But there you go. People who have fallen from the higher arches of the news cycle. That's who they are.
Yep.
The 724.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Not only does BTU generate its own power right here in Bryan, but we also sell power to other utilities, which helps keep our rates low for our customers. When energy prices are low, we can buy power. And when they are high, we can generate our own.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
Good morning, it's 7:26, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, and is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. 30% chance of some rain and thunderstorms today, possibly, again, just 30%. North winds at about 5 miles an hour. Just a little bit of rain over around the Texas-Louisiana border right now is the only thing in this general part of the state. Now it starts warming up again tomorrow, back up to 96 degrees for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and very little mention of rain in the forecast. Currently outside, we've got overcast skies. It's 77.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Announcement on Monday by Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. They've decided to pull out of the Obamacare exchange in Nevada completely. Previously, they said it would offer health care plans in three urban Nevada counties, but now instead of a partial withdrawal, they are all the way out of there. Now, after the pullout announcement, Nevada's insurance commissioner issued a happy talk statement. Her name is Barbara Richardson, and she said that she was optimistic that there will be coverage for consumers on the Obamacare exchange. Read between her lines. She's optimistic, she says. In other words, she's not sure. And if she isn't sure, then you people in Nevada who were depending on Obamacare better make other plans. But why the sudden change of heart at Anthem? What happened to make the company go for the complete pullout? The company blames political uncertainty surrounding Obamacare's future. In other words, it's imploding. And folks, Anthem's just the latest outfit to pull out of the exchanges, but they're not the last. In the next few months, as we enter the enrollment period, you'll see massive premium increases, and you'll likely see more companies pulling the plug. The bottom line is that businesses hate uncertainty, and health insurance companies will do everything possible to make sure they don't get stuck holding the losing hand. The implosion that Trump talked about, if Obamacare wasn't repealed, is on the way. The dirty little secret is that's the design. That's the intention.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey guys, let's talk performance. Are you tired of all the sex pills and products that just don't work? Are you frustrated with high costs and side effects of prescriptions? Wouldn't it be nice to know that when that intimate moment is happening, that you are confident to satisfy your partner every time? You need to try Noxetril, the explosive all-natural male enhancement pill that will change your life once and for all. Noxetril is like having results on demand with powerful ingredients that go to work right away. We make it in certified top quality FDA labs, and the results are off the charts. Best of all, right now we are celebrating over 10 million pills sold and want all men to take advantage of our free bottle offer. With guaranteed results, you have nothing to lose.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Lack of action by the state legislature on school finance is getting noticed by local school districts. Bryan School Board member Doug Wanneberger took state lawmakers to task at this week's meeting.
They say that the legislature's created a convoluted mess in terms of our funding mechanism. The governor has proposed that we provide teachers with a $1,000 raise. Well, if I'm not mistaken, we were going to do that already. But what happens if we give them a raise and then they say we have to give them another raise? Where's the money going to come from?
The chairman of the Senate Education Committee rejected the House plan that asks for an additional $1.8 billion for Texas schools. Then he called the House reform plan short-sighted.
State Senate Republicans called a press conference to announce they're rejecting the school finance reform package coming out of the State House. Senate Education Chair Larry Taylor.
Some people's idea of reform is to merely spend more money on education. That is not reform, and we will find ourselves back in the same cycle of going to court and adding more Band-Aids.
The House plan adds nearly $2 billion for Texas schools. Taylor endorses Governor Abbott's call for a commission to study the funding problem. House Education Chair Dan Huberty threatened to block that bill on Monday.
I'm not passing a commission bill unless we're having meaningful discussions about education reform.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Also from Austin, Governor Abbott's priority legislation to end the practice of annexation without representation stumbles in the Texas House. The Senate bill was on its way to being the first passed on to Governor Abbott's desk when it was derailed by State Representative Joe Moody.
I raise a point of order against further consideration. The committee substitute Senate Bill 6 under Section 56, Article 3 of the Texas Constitution.
The point of order was sustained by House Speaker Joe Strauss, and the bill is now headed back to committee. Approaching 9 months since getting the green light to proceed with a new office building, the Brazos Central Appraisal District plans to close on the purchase of land near the Brazos County Tax Office at the end of this month. Chief Appraiser Mark Price told the Bryan City Council that construction is scheduled to start this November, with completion in December of 2018. Price says the design of the new building will allow a growing number of appeal hearings to take place at the same time in multiple rooms.
That way we can get people in and get them out quicker. People are sitting around our office way too long waiting to have their protest heard. We experimented a little bit with it this year. We turned my office into one panel room and we used the regular panel room, and it helps us move people through the system much quicker.
Price also told the council his budget for hiring lawyers to defend valuations is going from $60,000 this year to $200,000 next year.
It costs as much as $25,000, $27,000 for properties. And we need to have the money budgeted there to where we can defend the values that we have rather than just settle them, because it's a business decision. That policy has already helped us, I think, in a couple situations with having a few of these lawsuits go away.
BCAD held more than 13,000 informal and formal protest valuation hearings this year. That's an increase of 720 over last year. Before four members attending last night's Bryan City Council received an update on development activity, they denied a development-related appeal. More than 30 minutes of background was presented before the council voted 3-1 to keep special requirements for land located along Highway 47. Planning Department Manager Martin Zimmerman says minimum lot sizes and lot depth are meant to attract regional shopping centers.
If you can think of the fairly recent Walmart development at Villa Maria Road and FM 2818, that's kind of what we're thinking about. That's a regional retail center.
City Manager Keene Register announced plans for two projects in West Bryan were submitted to development services.
The Forest Pines Apartment Complex, which will be a 240-unit complex built at the corner of Leonard Road and North Harvey Mitchell Parkway, and will include 10 buildings, covered parking, and a dog park.
And a German specialty grocery chain, Lidl, is planning to build at West Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell. Patients entering the emergency room at College Station Medical Center can again use the ER entrance. That's after a pickup drove inside the ER Monday morning. College Station police report the driver was admitted for treatment. Officers have not received an explanation for what happened due to the driver's condition. During the July 4th weekend, several thousand attended an event at the Texas World Speedway, which came to an unscheduled end following gunfire. A College Station man was arrested by the sheriff's office for not having a mass gathering permit. 49-year-old Marvin Scott is out of jail after posting a $2,000 bond. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Nathan Dennis says they're still investigating how the disturbance started, which involved one non-life-threatening injury.
As soon as we can release more information on that part of the incident, we will. If anybody was a witness to the incident or has any information, we ask that you call the sheriff's office.
Dennis says an estimated 50 law enforcement officers responded, and they're still reviewing what happened.
We've talked about this numerous times, and it's still ongoing, and how we would change how we responded, how we can always better things, because that's how you learn from incidents.
Investigators are also still adding up the cost of law enforcement response. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides 2 personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mostly cloudy for today. There's the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today, they're going to be up to about 85 to 90. A storm's end during the evening. It'll become partly cloudy later tonight, lows 75 to 80. Partial sun tomorrow, maybe a stray shower. Highs will reach 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine and hot Friday, highs ranging from 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Allen Academy coach Jason Jolly and new St. Joseph head coach Alec Castileja on the upcoming high school football season. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers return to Nutrabolt tonight for the first game of the TCL playoffs. And Cowboys defensive end Tyrone Crawford has a sprained ankle ahead of their preseason game with the Cardinals tomorrow night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:40. Ladies, get your coffee on.
Oh, yeah.
Three cups of coffee a day, more than three cups of coffee a day, if you drink that, three or more, can protect older women against age-related memory decline.
Hey, okay.
So stay with it, okay?
You hear that, Shirley? Grandma, you listening?
All right.
Keep drinking your coffee.
Keep drinking that coffee.
Do that. And then there's, you know, when is school, you know, a couple of weeks away, mm-hmm. and, you know, that changes the household rhythm, how everything's going. Moms, if you're not tired now, you will be soon, or maybe you'll be less tired. But the deal is right now, mom, there are a lot of moms out there who are tired.
Moms, yeah. Can we talk for just a minute about why we're so tired? A new study commissioned by Welch's says the average mom works the equivalent of two full-time jobs per week. If you add up the time the average working mom spends at her paid job and her work at home, it totals 98 hours a week. The survey of 2,000 American moms with kids age 5 to 12 found mom starts her day at about 6:23 a.m. and doesn't finish until about 8:30 that night. So what about me time? Well, the survey found that moms get a whole hour and 7 minutes to themselves each day.
Hey!
And wow.
And then there's Josh Rosen, the UCLA quarterback.
Oh, God. What a whiner.
He just keeps talking, doesn't he?
So what, was it a podcast or was somebody talking, interviewing him?
I don't know. I just saw the quote.
Yeah.
He said he's got two full-time jobs.
School and football. It's just so hard.
Two full-time jobs.
They shouldn't go together.
Yeah, really. So we'll see.
Well, if you're good enough, then you'll end up in the NFL.
That's
and
right.
You won't have to do school.
Right, yeah. And you'll make plenty of money. It'll be fine. Okay.
How'd that work out for Johnny?
Yeah,
that's
well,
all I'm saying.
It's not done. I mean, he got to talk to the Gamblers Convention last week.
Yeah, he might coach college
sure.
someday.
Hey, CBS picked up the complete library of Judge Judy syndicated shows yesterday.
Oh.
Because, you know, she doesn't have enough money.
Right.
Let's go ahead and pay her some more. But there's 5,200 hours worth of this.
Wow.
Which will be syndicated they'll be on their streaming service, cable network, and also CBS's new Access streaming service. Network also renewed Judy's contract for a 25th year, which will run through 2021. The show's 22nd season scheduled to begin this fall. Variety reports the show draws in an average of about 10 million viewers a day.
Wow. That's a lot of people who are home from work.
She makes $47 million a year. $47 million a year. She is the highest paid TV celebrity out there.
Okay, so did you hear about this whole thing about how Disney has pulled their movies and everything from Netflix because they're going to start their own streaming service?
Well, understand that, I guess. That would make sense. They, you know, probably can. It's the mouse.
It is. Now, but this is starting to get out of hand because, you know, we all do these streaming services things because we were tired of paying so much for cable, right?
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, and we always wanted, you know, we got all these channels we didn't watch. We wanted to be able to pull things a la carte, kind of that sort of thing. Then we got Netflix that kind of pooled a bunch of things. You could watch what you want. Well, now HBO's got its own one. Disney's got its own one. It's going to have one for ESPN. We're still going to have Netflix and Hulu. All of these are going to be like $10 a month. We're going to end up paying more for what we want to watch than we would have with cable if everybody does this.
Oh. Yeah, you're supposed to pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Netflix was different. Roku is an interesting situation because they don't have any live television at all, and they do some different video projects. They have some really, really bizarre off-the-wall channels out there that you didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch something really, like, they probably have hours of sword fighting, for instance, if you'd like to see that.
ESPN The Ocho.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Well, you know, it's all about entertainment. You're sitting in front of a screen more and more now, and just because it's not a screen that's connected to a community antenna TV service, as they used to call them, cable, and you're going to pay for it one way or the other.
I mean, it was cool when you had Hulu and Netflix sort of a thing where, you know, if you wanted to watch, say, the Marvel things or the CW shows, Netflix had those. So you get Netflix, you know, or if you wanted to watch some of Hulu's original programming, you get Hulu, you know, or if you wanted both. But now everything's going to have its own segmented service for like $10 a month. We're going to pay him like $200 to watch all your favorite shows, which is more expensive than cable.
Got to be more selective.
That's right. You want your a la carte, you got your a la carte.
Yeah, there you go.
If you ever look at the top syndicated shows, you know, Nielsen gives us the other stuff, but your top syndicated shows, number 9 is Dr. Phil. Really?
Really?
Number 8 is Family Feud. Number 7 is Law & Order SVU during the week. Mm-hmm. Number 6 is The Big Bang Theory. Number 5 is Wheel of Fortune. 4 is Jeopardy. 3 is Weekend Adventure, which is a package of nature shows airing weekends on the ABC stations.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
No, nope. Me neither.
And then there's a tie. There's a Family Feud, I guess. This is another one. It's because we had Family Feud up at number 8.
Yeah.
Maybe this is Weekend. I'm not sure. But again, number 1 is Judy. Judge Judy.
There are more people at home during the day than I realize.
Yeah, I know. Me too. That's what I was thinking.
If you're working from home, you know, you can work, but you can shut it off when Judge Judy's on, or...
Or they're not working at home.
Oh.
At home.
Wait.
A job.
They're not productive members of society.
Correct.
In other words,
they're watching Judge Judy.
What if these people are just home on their lunch
breaks? Trying
to figure
out how they can get onto Judge Judy. Yeah.
We're paying them to watch Judge Judy, basically, with our taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so got that going.
Must be a sweet gig.
Here we go. These are just kind of facts that maybe never thought of, but nonetheless somewhat interesting. In Australia, they have 10,000 beaches.
10,000?
10,000 beaches.
Well, it is kind of an
Australia.
Island.
It is kind of an island.
Isn't the whole border just one big beach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Population-wise, most Canadians live south of Seattle.
Really?
Yep. There are 14 times more dead bodies on Earth than living ones.
Ooh.
Yeah. Humans share half their DNA with bananas. Okay. At some point in your childhood, your mom was holding you, put you down, and basically didn't pick you up again.
Oh, that one hurts. That one hits right in the feels. Oh.
And this one I found fascinating. Marilyn Monroe, were she still alive, and Queen Elizabeth would be the same age.
Oh.
Really?
What is that, like 82, 92?
Like 90, yeah, about 91 or 92.
Wow. Well,
there you are.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Bentley Nettles about VA and how to apply for Medicaid, audible hearing, and core performance. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed with the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Not long ago, a friend shared an article that posed an interesting question to parents. Would you go back and relive your teenage years? Many adults said they would, but only if they could go back with the perspective and wisdom they have now. We adults understand that most of the frustration...
You know, I should learn that that doesn't update itself, shouldn't I? Yeah, I know. Okay. Hang on. We'll get the new focus for you in a second.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hello, it's Toyota's national clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer. Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer or visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and N9517.
With the divorce rate so high, it may seem as if success or failure in a marriage depends upon the flip of a coin. But your relationship doesn't have to be a gamble. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. No one expects their marriage to end in divorce, and yet that's where many wind up. Why that happens isn't really a mystery. When you look beneath the surface of most failed relationships, you'll find some common patterns. Address them early, and any marriage has an excellent chance of success. Take Mark and Jenny, for instance. Like many dating couples, they rarely discuss their differences. They simply glossed over them. But a few months into their marriage, they began to realize how much they didn't see eye to eye about everything from money to sex to which end of the toothpaste to squeeze. But instead of talking through their differences, they continued to ignore them. And in a few years, Mark and Jenny felt incompatible enough to consider divorce. But the problem wasn't their differences. It was their inability to address them. And that's why a successful marriage isn't a matter of fate, chemistry, or a roll of the dice. It's about finding common ground in the midst of differences that naturally occur between two people. As author Leo Tolstoy once said, "What counts in making a happy marriage is not so much how compatible you are, but how you deal with incompatibility." To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:54. Well, after being unable to field a team last season, Allen Academy football is back and ready to take its first steps into Taps play. Here's Coach Jason Jolly.
It's interesting because for me, it feels like my first year coaching.
Yeah.
And for a lot of the players, it is their first year playing. So there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of newness and freshness to it. And I think we're just going to use that energy and use it to help us carry through.
Jolly and the Rams won the TCAL six-man state championship in 2014 and will be looking to carry that success over to Taps this season. Across town, St. Joseph has a new head coach. Alec Castileja returns to his alma mater to lead an Eagles squad that finished 3-7 last year.
It's been about 8 years since I graduated, I bleed purple, so you know they always have that special place in my heart. So I always keep up with them for about the last 8 years, no matter where I've been, and really excited with the athletes we have.
Castileja played quarterback for the Eagles before graduating in 2010. He then went on to play football at Howard Payne University. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers return to the field out at Nutrabolt tonight to take on the Texarkana Twins in the first round of the TCL postseason. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a bouncer right side. Abreu backs up on it. Fields underhands to Clippert, who gets the first in time, and that is the ball game. Houston Astros dropped the first game of this three-game series to the White Sox in Chicago by a final of 8-5.
Rookie Kevin Smith had a home run and drove in four runs for the Chicago White Sox in an 8-5 win over Dallas Keuchel and the Houston Astros. Game two with the Sox is tonight at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile in New York,
first pitch to Joey, that's belted. Deep right center field, and that ball is history. No doubter for Joey Gallo up into the bleachers in right center.
Unfortunately, that homer from Joey Gallo didn't help much as the New York Mets took an early four-run lead against emergency starter A.J. Griffin in a 5-4 victory over Texas that stopped a four-game losing streak. The Rangers have an early start as they wrap up the two-game series with the Mets today. First pitch is at 11:10 a.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Oxnard, Dallas defensive end Tyrone Crawford sprained his right ankle while pursuing running back Ezekiel Elliott during practice at training camp. Good news for the Cowboys, though, because the team feared the injury was worse. Crawford didn't fracture the ankle, which should mean the versatile starter won't miss much time during the regular season. Crawford missed all of 2013 after tearing his left Achilles tendon in training camp. The Cowboys face the Cardinals in preseason play tomorrow in Ohio at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans hit the gridiron tonight for their first game of the preseason as they take on the Panthers in North Carolina. Coach Bill O'Brien has been adamant that if his players are healthy, they'll play. Kickoff tonight is set for 6:30 p.m. In Cleveland, Browns rookie defensive end Myles Garrett has promised to, quote, send a message in his NFL exhibition debut against the New Orleans Saints tomorrow night. The former A&M standout and top overall draft pick has been impressive in training camp, moving up the depth chart and into the starting lineup. Now he wants to dominate other teams. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Bradley. It is time for the deal of the day, thanks to our friends at Team Ford of Navasota. Today it's a 2016 Ram 2500 SLT. Four-door crew cab, 6.7-liter Cummins diesel. It's a 4x4. Take it anywhere you want. Only 41,000 miles, and you can pick it up for $38,694. You can find great deals like that, new and used vehicles, at Team Ford of Navasota, and they're easy to find online. Teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip south to Navasota for Team of Navasota.
All right, it's Wednesday. Head out to Peach Creek Vineyards for wine and fun and games, because every Wednesday is Wine Down Wednesday from 3 until 8. They have games there if you want to play them, or you can bring your own. But the idea is to kick back, enjoy the company of friends, enjoy a game, and enjoy some wine from Peach Creek Vineyards. You get the tranquility of being out in the country and getting away from the stress, strain, noise, all that. And it's just beyond the racetrack, not far at all. You can get all the information about what's going on at Peach Creek Vineyards by going to peachcreekvineyards.com. But remember, they've got great gift ideas. If you have a gift that you need to get from somebody who's a wine lover, they've got some very wine-centric gifts for you to see. If you join the wine club, you also have discounts on wines. And also, if you want to rent the facility that they have out there, which is a great facility to use, overlooks the water, opportunity for you to get together, gather for a reunion or a wedding, whatever the get-together might happen to be. And if you want Peach Creek to do the whole thing, if you want them to cater it, they can do that. You can bring your own food. They just want you to come out, have a good time, enjoy the reds, the rosés, and the whites. And they have specialty wines, too. For more information, go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
I don't know. I mean, we all like Cheetos, but I didn't know that it was enough that you could actually have a restaurant that has Cheetos. Nothing but Cheetos.
Nothing but Cheetos?
Cheetos. Cheetos food. They're opening a pop-up restaurant in New York City that only serves food made with Cheetos. They'll have grilled cheese filled with cheese, bacon, tomatoes, and Cheetos. Mac and cheese made with white cheddar and flaming hot Chipotle ranch Cheetos.
Mm.
Tacos with chicken, veggies, and flaming hot lemon Cheetos. Nachos that use Cheetos instead of tortilla chips. That would be a mess. And they have a cheesecake.
I'm not sure that's real.
A cheesecake
with a Cheetos crust.
Stopped me on that one. Now.
Restaurant will only be open 3 days. That's good. But they say if it goes well, they'll probably do it again. And, of course, they'll have a recipe book for you to use, too. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.